morning, 7:38 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Every Wednesday, this time we talk to Mayor Grover Robinson for the city of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Andrew, great to be here. It is a beautiful day again in Pensacola, Florida.
Always
happy
good.
To be here with you.
There was a couple of months there where we were wondering if we were ever going to see the sun again, but we haven't seen it again, and we'll take that now. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you, and I know in some ways it might be a little thing, but this whole back and forth at the city council meeting on Thursday with you and Councilmember Breyer about the language for your negotiating of contracts, whether it would have all actions or only those actions approved by city council, does this fundamentally change anything for you, that restriction?
Well, I think it's a little, it's kind of where we've gotten to in some things that I think are just unproductive. I told staff to go down and talk to them. We don't mind putting those actions that are within the executive powers dictated by the charter. That's fine to me. I mean, it basically says the same thing. I mean, we can play with language as much as we want to. I think we had some things we tried to structure in there, but I don't understand why, in a sense, the council is it seems ridiculous on a couple of things that we're going back and forth with. If we need to get there, we'll get there. I think the most important thing is people have clearly said, what they like, the balance of power between the two things. I think we should be finding ways for council and administrative executive branch to be working together, not fighting each other for stuff. But it's just, it is sort of this little bit of things that are still happening. I don't know why. I don't think it's productive for the city. I hope at some point it stops. I don't think people need to be afraid of a new administration coming in. I think they'll be fine. I mean, I think we've tried to show the right way that council and executive staff should work. And I don't know why there's all this fear all of a sudden coming about just because we're changing administration.
Well, weirdly, I mean, maybe you take that as a compliment, right? They've seen that, you kind of operate in a more congenial, deferential kind of way. And they're concerned because they saw what they saw during the Hayward administration, and they don't want to go back that way. And they're thinking maybe we can avert that if it happens to be a problem. But obviously we'll see DC in office and we'll see how it goes. One of the things that surprised me terribly, I was really shocked that at the very end of the city council meeting, you had the second reading for the ordinance to raise the sanitation rate by about $6 over the course of the next 5 years, about a buck plus a year. And nobody talked about it. Nobody was there to object and nobody raised any questions. This had been a big discussion. Were you surprised that people didn't at least show up?
Andrew, a little bit yes and no. But it's been something on there, and we haven't necessarily seen this. I think there's a couple things the public likes about their sanitation services and what they're getting. And I think when it comes down to it, well, we could save you money and not pick up your landscaping and not give you unlimited ability to pick up landscaping. I think the public has spoken loud and clear in the city. They kind of say they like the landscaping, and if they got to pay a little bit more to get it, they want it. Big thing yesterday, Pensacola State opened their new trucking school over in Milton.
Right.
So more people can get their CDL licenses. I mean, this is a huge issue. And I explained to them, there's a lot of comments about over-the-road trucking and what that means for distribution and jobs. I said, all that's great. I said, but what y'all don't realize is this is gonna impact you and your everyday life, because we have so many people that depend on using CDL licenses, and part of those are the drivers that we have for sanitation.
Yeah,
and we saw that happen. I mean, we lost that a year ago, and we were behind probably 5 weeks on yard debris pickup. Because we had so many people leave us for other jobs that could make a lot more money. We had to raise the money for those salaries and for us to be competitive to at least get people in there. So, I think part of this is just what's going to happen with the nature of what's going on. And people want the amenity. They want their garbage picked up. They want the lawn service picked up. And they got to pay an extra dollar or so a month, and we're gonna—it's not a $6 increase all in 1 year. It's about, I think it's less than six over the over that time, but it is about a dollar a year for the next 4 years.
Yeah, and by the way, that's a great point about how opening that facility at PSC in Milton, that that's going to allow for a greater local supply of truck driving labor, which I think every organization that uses truck drivers in any case, like you, you know, for sanitation or ECUA or the county or anybody else, whether it's, you know, beer distributors or anything, they will all benefit from that. That's actually a really, really good point to observe that. You guys also had, there was another thing that happened this week, a couple of interesting things. One is that on Monday, you had the new customs facility at the airport open up, right?
Yes, we did. And it, boy, constructing something for the federal government during a pandemic has been interesting. So it's been a little slow, but that is an awesome facility that is open and up and running. You know, and people laugh, taking all the jokes about, well, we're international.
That's what I was going to ask, but, is like, you know, and everybody jokes about the, oh, sure, international airport, but what is the actual function here?
We are international. I mean, you want to charter planes now to go somewhere else. Somebody else wants to come into the little airport and bring passengers there. Small charters for the Caribbean, other places. Absolutely. We are set up to do that now. We have a really nice facility to be able to handle you, to process you back in. People coming from other countries, to visit here. So we have a number of things going. But the big part, Andrew, is now having them on the airport, having this facility, how important that is, and what's been explained to me about how important this is by having Customs and Border Patrol. It is a big step to get them here. It is a short hop, skip, and a jump to get them right across the airport to the passenger side. That's one of the things we've clearly envisioned. I talked to the people from Border Patrol and Customs and said, "Oh, absolutely. Our whole plan. We're about to start planning the expansion that we want to do
new
at
terminal.
The terminal,
uh-huh.
And we absolutely expect that a portion of this somehow or another will relate to international flying, and we believe the Caribbean, Latin America, and Canada are all very, very real opportunities for our airport in the Central Gulf Coast.
I can envision the Caribbean and Latin America. I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around Canada from here, but what you're telling me is that inbound and outbound as a jumping off point.
Oh, you'd be surprised how many Canadians love this area and how much. There is interest.
Okay, so they fly here from Canada. They come to Pensacola, and that's where they would end their. They need a customs facility in order to process. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, I gotcha.
And you know what that means? We can also get on a plane from here, and people in the Central Gulf Coast can now go to Canada directly.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So,
okay.
So that's what that means.
What about Martha's Vineyard? Just kidding, Mr. Mayor.
You don't need a passport. Last time I checked, you don't need a passport to get a apartment.
Well, you never know. Things change fast around here. So, no, that's interesting because I had not been thinking about. It's not necessarily to serve what we already have. It's to create the possibility to serve what we want to have.
New
right.
Routes. New routes, absolutely.
Oh, I love that.
Absolutely, and these places are two things. They want to bring their people here, and they want our people to go there.
Right. You made a comment on Monday at the press conference that I thought was really interesting. It's sometimes it just takes a change of perspective to think about something like the housing supply. And you were talking about how, you know, Pensacola used to have boarding houses, and those got a lot converted to single family. That's a reduction in housing supply for those people. That homes become, you know, ownership is good, but rental is really the market that you've got to protect. And that, like Airbnb, short-term rentals, take housing for people who live here out of the supply that has to be replaced somehow. Thinking about it that way, you can start to see why these things erode the supply base for having affordable housing.
Well, absolutely, Andrew. And I didn't think about that as much until we had the Civicon speaker come and talk about that in the rental side.
Uh-huh.
And realizing that to an extent, yes, home ownership is very challenging, but what we're really running up against is also the supply we have in rentals. Clearly getting some of the bigger things that we're going to see, but we're about to see a new apartment complex come open on Garden. We believe there'll be a couple more in the downtown area. I mean, certainly those are the ones that get all the you know, get all the play. And,
yeah, they're big and showy, everybody. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think any rental property at this particular time is incredibly important to the community. And some of that is duplexes and quadplexes that we've had before all over our community. And looking at some of those, it was one of the things in our housing discussion we're putting forward, we did, and we're in the process of moving forward with Marcy and Meredith Reeves are doing from our standpoint. But I said, you know what, I want some of it to be single-family detached housing that's ownership, but I also want to look at potentially turning some of those things into rentals, because I think the rentals, we still have control of it. You can still make sure that it is housing that is available for people that are in that affordable housing, 80% of the median income. I think that's going to be critically important for us as we go forward, and the need for us to focus on rentals, not just ownership.
Yeah.
And I probably, you know, I don't think I was as clearly focused on that until the Civicon, but it really did open my eyes, and we've changed some things that we're looking at and what we want to achieve. Because I do think that's going to be an important market that we're short on it.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You know, we've done things historically to help foster home ownership and get people into homes, but you know, rental, as you say, the rental market is an essential component for affordable housing. Hey, last thing right before we let you go, tomorrow you're going to have the ribbon cutting, the official grand opening, even though it's kind of been used already, of the Hitzman Optimus Park. What time is that tomorrow night?
That's going to be 5:30 tomorrow at Hitzman. We're going to be in the middle of soccer practices starting, and we're getting going. I think it's just a fascinating thing to see the success that we've had with our soccer program. You know, we had these plans. We knew what was going on, and it has really just taken off. I mean, the sport has done very well. I love the gender equality in it. I think for girls' sports, for women's sports, soccer is a great opportunity. It's one of the few we have a lot of team sports out there that are doing well. Our baseball and our football are doing well, but we haven't really had as much outdoor for women. And I think soccer is a great equity opportunity for them to be a part of. When you see places like Pensacola State starting a new program, there are all kind of opportunities there to be for women to play, to get their education, and I think these are going to be vitally important for our community.
Yeah, and it's wonderful to see that project really finally come to a close. And in case you didn't know, there's two dog parks there. So wonderful facility. Mayor Grover Robinson, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely, Andrew. Thank you very much. You take care.